Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, there's more folks joined. Welcome to worship on All Saints Day. Everybody remembers about Halloween, but we tend to forget that it's actually the Hallow Eve, the holy evening before All Saints Day. So it's a day when we try and think about all, not just the canonized saints, but the people who have been saints to us in our lives. And there'll be a couple of opportunities in the service just to think about people who've really had a very positive influence on our lives. So it's lovely to be back with you all again. We were in church last Sunday, but I confess, I think I'm actually more comfortable worshipping on Zoom now than I am in church, because of course in church, everybody's wearing masks and there's so few people and there's no singing, and it's a very strange experience. But we'll continue trying to do both, alternate weeks, trying to provide for everyone. One or two intimations. Those of you who like to give regularly, we would encourage you to consider setting up a standing order with your bank. It helps reduce cash handling and keeps everyone as safe as possible, both our elders and the people in the bank. Forms are available and help is on hand to complete these. Just have a word with Catherine McGurk, Margaret Nielsen, or Margaret Hunter for further information. And please remember, anyone wishing to come along to our fortnightly church service, please remember to book a place by phoning Grace Graham on 078-23-38-8152. I'll read that again for those of you who are on the phone. 078-233-88152. Because we're still severely restricted in how many people we can safely have in the church at any one time. But it's good that we are still open, that we're just in level three. Next Sunday, it's hard to believe we're in November today. Next Sunday, the 8th of November, will be Remembrance Sunday. Now, most things are cancelled this year, sadly, but what I thought we would do to show how we as a church are remembering and how we are marking this occasion, invite everyone to make a poppy. This picture on the screen, for those who can see it, shows stones painted with poppies. I had a go at doing one of these the other day, and it's not as easy as it looks. And it doesn't have to be a painted stone, just any weatherproof poppy. Somebody popped through my door some posters that they've laminated with lovely pictures of poppies on. And what we're going to try and do is cover the church fence, the wall and the garden with poppies from next Sunday, and hopefully they'll still be intact for the 11th, which of course is the actual Remembrance Day. I think these are probably all the intimations. This Sunday, of course, we tend to call Sunday our Sabbath. And today, continuing reading through Mark's Gospel, we're looking at a reading where Jesus declares that the Son of Man, in other words, himself, is the Lord of the Sabbath. So that's going to be the theme of our service today. Our opening psalm is the first five verses of Psalm 34. And if Jenny can unmute herself as our Bible reader today, she will read the words in bold and I will read the other bit. But I do encourage you all to participate at home and read out aloud the alternate verses.
Okay.
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
I will glory in the Lord. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
Amen.
So this Sabbath day, we come to worship God. God is love. And we are all his beloved children. We can only love because he first loved us. And his love is a perfect love, which drives out fear. So every day is a day that the Lord has made, but especially today, the Sabbath day. So it's a day to rejoice and be glad. Again, let's sing along at home or dance if you want to This Is the Day. I don't know about the rest of you, but I really enjoyed that. Especially some of these images. So today I've got one of the stories from my Book of Wisdom Stories by Margaret Silf. And I was trying to decide what to do as an all-age talk. And I was flicking through this book and I saw this story and it's called Three Sabbaths. And I think it helps give a slightly different twist to the Sabbath. In a small village, three friends, a Muslim, a Jew, and a Christian, farmed on adjoining land. The Muslim observed Friday as the Sabbath. The Jew observed Saturday as the Sabbath. And the Christian observed Sunday as the Sabbath. One autumn Friday around noon, the Jew and the Christian finished ploughing their fields. As he sat eating his lunch, the Christian noticed that the field of his Muslim friend was not yet ploughed. If he doesn't plough it today, it may rain tomorrow and he will not be able to complete his planting. I could plough a bit of his field and thus make his work easier. And he did. In an adjoining field, his Jewish companion came upon an identical plan. Without consulting each other, the two men completed their neighbour's ploughing. The next day, When the Muslim discovered that his field had been ploughed, he rejoiced, saying, "Surely God has sent his angels to plough my field while I observed his day of rest." Months later, when harvest season arrived, the fields of the three friends flourished. One Sunday, the Jew and the Muslim were harvesting their crop while their Christian brother celebrated the Sabbath. As he completed harvesting his corn, the Jew noticed that the field of his Christian friend was ready to harvest. If he does not harvest today, he could lose a part of his crop, he thought. "I will pick his corn until it becomes dark." And he did. Completely unknown to him, his Muslim brother came to the same conclusion. Between them, they harvested their friend's entire field. On Monday, when the Christian came out to the field, he discovered that his entire crop had been harvested. "It's a miracle," he thought. "While I rested, God's angels harvested." During threshing season, the Muslim and the Christian were working on a Saturday, while their Jewish friend stayed at home, keeping the Sabbath holy. As he finished threshing his grain, the Muslim looked to the next field and thought, "If my Jewish neighbor does not gather his grain today, the rain might wash it away and he will lose his crop. I will thresh part of his crop this afternoon." And he did. Unknown to him, his Christian friend decided upon the same course of action. Separately, the two men threshed, bound, and covered the entire crop. When his Sabbath was over, the Jewish farmer discovered that his grain was threshed. Lifting his eyes to heaven, he prayed, "Blessed are you, Lord of the universe, for sending your angels while I was keeping your Sabbath." A good argument for having communities with a variety of faiths within them, but also a lovely example that observing the Sabbath is good, and it also gives us strength to help our neighbours on the other days. I'm now going to invite Robert to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, you're the Lord of all that exists, the creator of the universe, whose greatness and mystery fills us with awe and amazement. You are the inspirer of all life, from the tiniest cell to the greatest of all your creatures on land and in the seas. And thanks to the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, we understand you are also love and that your goodness is unfailing, new every morning. We come together in fellowship, linked by the wonders of modern technology in a time of perplexity, of epidemic sickness and personal limitation. We come with our joys and with our gratitude. We come with our pain and our fears. We come with our regrets and our repentance, confessing that we have done much that we should not have done and have left undone much that we should have done. Forgive us, Lord. We ask that as we listen and respond to your word, that new insights may come to each one of us, prompting us to take courage, to find new hope, and to share our personal gifts and blessings with others. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, who makes your mysterious goodness visible, and who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So before we come to the Bible reading, we're going to have another hymn, and this is the one that really is particularly for All Saints Day. So while we listen or sing along, I encourage everybody to think of those people in our lives who have really made a difference to our lives. Maybe they've taught us something, or maybe they've demonstrated God's love to us. But I think all of us can think of probably quite a few people who are or have been saints to us. Holy, 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 hymn 111. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Sorry, I think that might have been my fault.
Shall I play it again?
I think we'll just move on. My apologies. So with holy, holy, holy ringing in our ears, apologies about that. And I now invite Jenny to read our next section of Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 2, verses 23 to 28.
Okay. Mark 2, 23 to 28. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields. And as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some ears of corn. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing that? What is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read that David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Amen.
Thanks, Jenny. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Observing or remembering the Sabbath is the fourth of the Ten Commandments. And I'm sure you're all familiar that we can find the Ten Commandments twice in our Bible. First of all, in Exodus 20, and then also in Deuteronomy 5. And it's interesting sometimes to compare them because in most ways they're identical. But in this particular commandment, there is a difference in the reason given for observing or remembering the Sabbath. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, we read, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." So that's Exodus version. And then in Deuteronomy, and it's chapter 5 and verse 15, "Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." Two very good reasons for this commandment. And the other difference is that while Exodus tells us to remember the Sabbath, Deuteronomy tells us to observe it. Now you'll notice that in neither case is there a "thou shalt." And even with the commandments that do have "thou shalt," although we call them the Ten Commandments, God gave these guidelines for the good of all of us, for our benefit. And let's remember that Jesus told us that the most important commandments are to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. The Pharisees, it appears, had sadly been so busy ensuring that every commandment was fully understood and obeyed that they had lost sight of the love which is the foundation of them all. To criticize Jesus' disciples for eating a few heads of corn when they were hungry showed no love, no mercy, and no compassion. And, if we wanted to be really cheeky, we could ask, what were the Pharisees doing out walking on the Sabbath? Because that also is forbidden. But Jesus doesn't take that angle. He always sees a teaching opportunity. So he replies to the Pharisees with another question. He asks if they have read a relatively small and insignificant part of David's story. I wonder, was he gently probing to see how well they knew the whole scriptures rather than just specific parts? We don't know, but Jesus summarizes the story. And if you want to read more detail, it's in 1 Samuel chapter 21 and the first 6 verses. And it occurs when David, who we'll remember had been anointed as king, but had not yet been enthroned. And he was hungry, seriously hungry. And he and his companions ate consecrated bread from the temple. Now, this was bread which normally only priests were permitted to eat. 12 loaves were baked freshly each week, And the priest laid them on a table in the tabernacle, a gift to God. And they were replaced each week, and then only the priests were allowed to eat even that week-old bread. And if we read in 1 Samuel, we'll see that the priest agreed to David having this bread. So it's a very clever parallel that Jesus draws. An occasion where breaking a rule was permitted in order to have compassion on those who were hungry and in need. And it's also a clever parallel because just as David had been anointed as king, but not yet enthroned, so Jesus, the Son of Man, was already the Messiah, the anointed one, but he had not yet ascended to his throne. And in case the Pharisees, or we, missed this, Jesus explains that not only is the Sabbath a gift made for man, made for our enjoyment and benefit, and never intended to be a burden, so also Jesus, the Son of Man, is Lord of everything, including even the Sabbath. So if we believe that the Sabbath was truly made for us, for our physical, mental, and spiritual good, then Jesus, the Son of Man, is free to interpret its regulations as he sees fit. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. It's a day for us to rest, to find peace, and a day to pray. The Sabbath, whichever day of the week we use to observe it, is an opportunity to recharge our batteries so we are filled once more to overflowing with God's love, mercy, and compassion. And then we're ready again to serve others. Amen. And when we do take time to stop and rest, this is often when we hear the voice of God or the voice of Jesus. So now let's listen to our next hymn, or sing along at home, to Horatio Bonner's idea of what he heard Jesus say.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto I looked to
Definite commands to come to Jesus and rest. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. You are the author of love and life. You have given us the opportunity to work this past week. The privilege of serving you and your kingdom in visible and invisible ways. For the work of our hands and hearts, we thank you. We thank you for the things we did out of duty and the things we did out of delight. For projects, demands, chores, sore muscles, and acts of kindness. For all that was planned and unplanned. Lord, receive it as our gift to you. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world and the Lord of the Sabbath. You bless this Sabbath day of rest. You crown it with glory. You call it holy. Through it, you call us out of darkness into your love and light. It is to be a day of refreshment and celebration. It is a day of devotion and delight. Set apart since the beginning of time, you alone release us from the bondage of duty and demand. As your chosen people, we will embrace this day of Sabbath rest. And in keeping it, we remember you as our creator and rescuer. And we do this now with joy. Enter our homes and hearts today. Loving, living God, grant us and all our loved ones true rest on this Sabbath day. May your presence drive out any anger and fear, worry and regret. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the beauty of your world, the power of your word, the presence of your Holy Spirit, and the love of family and friends. It is from you we receive every good and perfect gift. We give thanks for all the saints in our lives, people who have taught us and demonstrated to us the depth of your love. Giver of life and love, grant us and all those we are worried or concerned about today your peace this day and always, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn, an old favourite and such beautiful words, love divine, all loves excelling. Thank you all so much for joining us in worship, and especially to our team who have worked very hard to make everything work, even if I went and put a spanner in the works. So now, as we continue to observe and rejoice in this Sabbath day, which is given to us as a gift, let's find time to be lost in wonder, love, and praise. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain upon each and every one of us today and forevermore. Amen. We've finished our service fairly early today. I think with trying to keep the service in on a Sunday in church to half an hour, I'm getting used to writing shorter pieces. But